The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Man, we are out of the box and fired up this morning, Tuesday. It's January 4th, 2022. Happy New Year. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. It is wild. I'm proud to be behind the microphone because we want to speak the truth, and proud to bring to the airwaves Colonel Douglas McGregor, retired United States Army colonel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, and a great author, a senior fellow at the American Conservative. A lot going on geopolitically, and the Colonel good enough to join us this morning. Colonel McGregor, Happy New Year, sir. Great to have you with us.
Hey, same to you, Joe. Good to hear you.
Well, thank you, sir. We're looking at the chaos unfolds out of Washington, D.C. We don't know what to believe and what's going on. Can we start with that drone attack, the attempted drone attack on the United States base near Baghdad airport? Is Iran responsible? Do we know what's going on in that regard, Colonel McGregor?
Well, now that's a lot of questions. The most important one is the last one. Do we know what's going on?
Yeah,
that's a tall order. I think in Iraq right now, as you'll remember, in December last year, we declared an end of mission in Iraq. We said we no longer have a combat mission there. That is to be directly involved in the fighting with ISIS. And the Iraqi parliament had voted unanimously that we should leave, but it was a non-binding resolution. So we went in there and we negotiated and got people to accept in the Iraqi government that we could stay in a train and advise capacity. So that's what we're supposedly doing there. And we've got supposedly 2,500 people on the ground in Iraq and another 900 in Syria. Whether or not those numbers are accurate, I don't know. The military was not truthful when President Trump was in office. They always had more than they admitted. That may still be the case. Who knows? But the notion that we're there to train and advise is open to debate. I mean, who really wants us there? Well, the argument is with the current Iraqi government, which doesn't want to be completely the puppet of Iran, wants us there to help them. Okay, perhaps. I have no idea. But we do know that since we killed Soleimani, the Iranian general who was basically the man who orchestrated operations there against us and against ISIS, we've been a target for the Iranian-trained Popular Mobilization Front militias. And they've said that they're going to drive us out, and they made threats to us. This latest event seems to be pretty ham-handed. Not very professional. We didn't have any trouble dealing with it. So one wonders what it's really all about. No one has necessarily taken responsibility for it, although there were writings on it that said this is in memory of Soleimani or something. So, you know, at this stage, Joe, I think this administration is desperate to keep everybody where they are because they don't want to experience another debacle the way they did coming out of Afghanistan. So I think for the moment, they all want to sit tight and avoid any more bad press.
Which is so sad. I mean, and what's happening in the Ukraine with Vladimir Putin? I mean, how do we even address that, Colonel McGregor? How does this guy, this so-called President Biden, have any credibility at all after, to your point, Afghanistan? It looks like Putin's going to just do what he wants. Will that happen after the Olympics, we're thinking, sir?
I don't know. I mean, it could happen any time that Putin wants to do it. I think he's certainly going to wait until after Orthodox Christian Christmas, which is on the 7th of January. They are Orthodox Christians on both sides. Then he's going to wait for the talks that we've scheduled on the 10th of January in Geneva to fail, because we've already said going in that we have absolutely no intention of signing any agreement under which we would no longer push NATO further east. And that's been the biggest issue for the Russians in Moscow, really since 2000, 2012, then 2014. They feel very threatened by the advance of NATO. And it's not simply NATO. They know from experience that what we'll try to do with Ukraine is use it as a platform from which to destabilize Russia, undermine their government, and try to execute regime change against them. And so all they've said is, look, we're not going to allow that to happen. I mean, we wouldn't allow that kind of thing to happen in Mexico. We wouldn't allow a government in Mexico to come to power that's friendly to Russia or China and allows Russian or Chinese troops into the country. Well, that's the way Vladimir Putin views Ukraine. And quite frankly, I think we should have been listening to this man a long time ago. But we haven't. We've said, you know, you have no opinion that is worthy of our attention, and our interests are moral, and anything you want to say or do is immoral. It's not a good way to conduct foreign policy.
Yeah, and it must really irritate you as a guy that has been in battle, sir, when you see somebody like Joe Biden who never served, and he's trying to dictate policy out of Washington, D.C.
Look, you know, the bigger problem we have is that the ground force, in particular the Army and Marines, these forces are in very poor shape now, and they're demoralizing the hell out of them with all of these crazy policies that are designed to essentially attack everything associated with American national identity. Anything that is truly American is suddenly evil and unacceptable. And they're particularly disdainful of anyone who is white or Christian. So this is a tough period for the people in the armed forces, and they're not happy. And now using this COVID nonsense as an excuse to go after more people and throw them out when they're otherwise perfectly healthy. I mean, the last people we need to worry about are young people, 18 to 30. If they get this thing, they're going to recover. You know, there's practically no chance whatsoever of a fatality. But they're going after them and driving them out. This is harming the armed forces deeply. It's harming the Army in particular and the Marines. And quite frankly, the Army is in such bad shape right now that it couldn't possibly interfere with anything Putin did anyway. One of the things people don't understand, and we've been down this road before, we went through this in Korea in 1950, you can ultimately assert your dominance at sea and potentially even assert it in the air. And it makes absolutely no difference if what you put on the ground isn't capable and can't fight. That's what happened to us in Korea. And we're back in that position again. We have an army that's just not organized, equipped properly, ready and trained to go fight. And why would it be? I mean, the average commander on the ground says, what's my priority? And says, well, your priority is to have no incidents with any of the women who might be in your unit, because that'll get you relieved. And so where does he focus his attention? Got to protect all those women from any possible problems that they may have. What happens to everything else? Well, it takes a back seat. That's no way to run the military.
Well, I wanted to ask you this, Colonel McGregor, if I may, on and you've written about it, about, because I sometimes I'll see what soldiers went through in Afghanistan, and you what you went through, you know, in yourself in battle. When you see how, and when you were in the hills, the mountains of Afghanistan, and the senseless fighting that went on, and the lives lost, the devastation, we talk about them all the time, the catastrophically injured. But you wrote about it long ago. Maybe you could get into these conflicts, if you're going to get into the conflicts at all, but in a more space-age way, in a more mechanized way, with more like drones rather than sending soldiers into battle. And isn't it time we modernized our military to that degree, sir?
Well, first of all, we have been imputing all sorts of things to this business called artificial intelligence that don't exist. No one really defines it, as there's no officially accepted definition scientifically. Mm-hmm. But people in the film will tell you that, or in the field, will tell you that you're dealing with, in most cases, in fact, all cases right now, somewhat better algorithms that conveys the impression that something's happening on its own. In reality, nothing is. Everything has to be controlled and monitored by a human being. Hmm. And yes, we already have large numbers of robotic vehicles in the air. We're trying to build them for the sea. Yeah. But you have all sorts of limitations in terms of range and how much you could actually do. Trying to build a robot to do what a tank driver, a truck driver, a Humvee driver, a Bradley driver does is impossible. Because that driver, as he moves across difficult terrain, makes millions of decisions in the fraction of a second that no computer can match. The same thing happens with soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines, especially when they're on the ground. It's just too complex an environment to build anything that can substitute for them. So I don't think that's the issue. You know, when you talk about these conflicts and the terrible injuries people have sustained and the losses we've taken, yep. I think we have to keep in mind that they all kept faith with the American people, and they kept faith with the senior leadership. In other words, they said, we're here, we'll do what you're asking us to do to the best of our ability. And most of them concluded fairly early that they weren't confident that they were achieving anything. I mean, these people aren't stupid. You get off the plane in a place like Afghanistan and you realize you could nuke the place and 2 weeks would pass before anybody noticed that you nuked it. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's nothing there. The same thing was true in Iraq. So if you're a soldier, you get on and say, wait a minute, there's nothing here. What are we fighting for?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go do it anyway. Stop and think about that, because they tell me we have to be here and it's important for the country. Yeah. They kept faith. The biggest problem we have is not modernization in that sense. It's not equipment per se. Mm-hmm. We have not been truthful with them. And it has set in. People now understand that they were lied to for two decades. You know, we went into these places. We stayed long beyond the point where it made any sense to do so. Yeah. And we were never quite sure what we were doing. Well, that's unacceptable if you're a general officer, but that's what they did. And we lost people pointlessly and unnecessarily and without any necessity for it whatsoever. That's our problem. We've got to get that straight. People have to have faith and confidence in the chain of command, in the officers and the people appointed over the officers and the commander in chief. And right now, that faith doesn't exist.
And we're not going to go in militarily against Russia. There's no way. First of all, can we? And the second question is, will we?
First of all, we will. Yes, if you cannot go in force on the ground, there's no point in going in at all. See, we've been faced with very, very weak opponents over the last 20, 30 years. People that are essentially running around in sandals, bed sheets with AK-47s and automated mines, this kind of business. Yeah. We haven't fought organized armies, air forces with air defenses. Mm-hmm. The Russian military is highly modernized. It's well-equipped. It's very well-trained. It's very professional. We're not ready to take on that kind of force. And we can't. We don't even have the transportation infrastructure set up to move forces rapidly enough to get there and make any difference. So no, we're not going to challenge them on the ground. If anybody says, "Well, we'll use some ships or we'll use this or that," again, it's not going to make a dent. And they'll shoot down virtually any aircraft we send over there because they have a very sophisticated, dense air defense system. So the bottom line is, no, we can't stop it. And we're going to look foolish when this happens. Think what NATO is going to look like. 130,000 to 180,000 Russian troops overwhelm eastern Ukraine, even though the areas that they're going into are Russian-speaking and mostly Russians. So I don't think this is going to be a case of great resistance in those areas. The real Ukrainians live further to the west. And this has been the problem with this thing we call Ukraine from day one. It's not a real state. It's not a real nation. It's a hybrid. In the east, the areas are Russified. In the west, they're Ukrainian. And this split has been a huge problem. Well, the Russians have had it and said, we're going to probably go in and annex those areas where the Russians live and make them part of Russia. So we're all going to stand around and we're going to watch this. And then people are going to look at NATO and say, and what is NATO doing? And the answer is going to be, well, we're doing nothing. And people talk about sanctions. Well, the Russians can end run the sanctions. They know how to do that. They've got plenty of help from a lot of people in the world who are sick of us sanctioning them, not the least of which involves China and other countries that are trying to do business with China. So I think we're going to look foolish whatever happens. And I wish that instead of looking foolish, we had instead taken the time to listen to the Russians and their position and their views. We would expect people to do that if something happened in Mexico. We should have the same view of what happens in Ukraine.
It'd be interesting. And just before we let you go, Colonel McGregor, in China, too, I can't imagine us, because I know we have folks that are kind enough to correspond with us, and they have children in the South China Seas or on around that area. There'll be no conflict there. I mean, there's no way we could even handle anything like that, correct?
Well, right now, it would be extremely foolish to fight China, just as it's extremely foolish to fight Russia right on their doorstep. You know, we've talked about this before. You go to somebody else's neighborhood to beat them up? Hell
no.
Right.
That's right.
So that's it's just stupid. And again, the question is, what are we trying to achieve? This is the key question. All right, you don't like what China says or does here. What are you going to do? And we immediately say, well, we'll punish them economically, and then we'll build up the military. Well, wait a minute. Before you do those things, why not find out what it is that is important to them? In other words, we've lost this sense that everyone in the world has interests. We have interests. They have interests. Their neighbors have interests. Let's define those, and then perhaps we can find a way through this without trying to bully everybody. At some point, everybody's going to say, forget it. Go home. We've had it with you. And I think that's the position we're in right now with Russia. They're not willing to be bullied by us any longer.
Colonel Douglas McGregor, he is the man. Colonel, thank you for your overview of all this, because it's so confusing to us. And there's a lot of fear now. People are uneasy. We feel no one's in charge. So we appreciate your expertise on that. But and is there any positive note, Colonel McGregor, on the geopolitical scene with this administration? Or do we have to wait for a change in 2024, sir?
Well, we can't afford to wait because we've got so many problems on the border and so many problems inside our own country.
Yeah.
We need to take most of the troops that we've got in Europe right now, bring them all back, and put them on the Mexican border. And that has been the greatest single threat to our national security, opening these borders. We have millions of people that have poured in now. We don't know who they are.
Yep.
And
yep.
know that the cartels, the drug cartels, are profiting from this. The gangs are profiting from it. They're all over our country. You would think that even this president, with his utopian view of the United States and what he wants it to become, would pause and take that seriously. That's what should concern us right now, not Ukraine.
Colonel Douglas McGregor, thank you, Colonel. Happy New Year to you, sir. Always appreciate you taking the time with us on the program.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Douglas McGregor right there. That's a lot to get into right there. It's a history lesson in about 20 minutes with the good colonel kind enough to check in with us. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 922 on AM 970. The answer, Debbie Duhaime, back to the States on the roads with the traffic. Hi, Deb. How are we doing this morning?
Oh, Joe, we've got some issues still. The B, the Z, and the W trains still suspended because of staffing shortages. LIRR Fort Jefferson branch, a 15-minute delay. PATH trains were seeing delays Newark to World Trade on a 20-minute schedule because of a broken rail. Major problems over on 80 westbound, out by exit 28 into Roxbury and Ledgewood. It's an accident with injuries. It's an ongoing investigation, so watch for delays there. Traffic is slowing down on the outbound George Washington Bridge with construction. That's causing delays on the Cross Bronx westbound into the GWB. The Bruckner eastbound right by the Hunts Point drawbridge, a crash there as well. Traffic building at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. And watch for stop-and-go traffic over on the LIE. LIE westbound at Glen Cove Road. An accident there just cleared away. And 684 southbound at the Sawmill. It's a disabled truck. Partly cloudy today, high of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, telling you about Balance of Nature. I will take my second dose of Balance of Nature on about now. I do that. I take it when I get up in the morning, and I take it right about the end of the show, usually around the 9 o'clock hour, and I take the fruits. You know, it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all that Balance of Nature is. And you know what that is? It's antioxidants. You know who I know? Because, and this is speaking for myself now, not making any clinical claim, when I had cancer, I had this thyroid cancer in 1981. I told you this before. The doctor said, what did he say? Antioxidants. I had no idea what antioxidants are, what they were. What is that? They said, no, this is the fruits and vegetables that you've got to eat. And I said, you mean mom was always right? And that's exactly right. Mom was always right. Eat your fruits and vegetables. So how do you do that? You take Balance of Nature. I take Balance of Nature. That's how I put the antioxidants in my body to try to stay healthy. No clinical claim here. Just how I know that. Everyone knows that. If you want to stay healthy, you have to build up your immune system. If you want to fight off any virus, you have to build up your own strong immune system. Make it strong. And it ain't going to happen with vitamins. Vitamins generally are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is made with fruits and vegetables in capsule form. So you can get 35% off now on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, and free shipping, by the way. Plus, you know what you get from the Howard family, which I love? You get your own personal health coach. So you're wondering, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? You get your own personal health coach. Discuss any questions and concerns you may have. It's a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. And now Balance of Nature is offering that free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order. You got to jump on this Balance of Nature train. I'm telling you, everybody's doing it. I want to build up your immune system with fruits and vegetables. The way I do it with Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. The discount code, by the way, is Joe.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
AMAC Medicare Advisory Service is just another reason why AMAC is the best membership organization out there. Get a free phone consultation with a Medicare expert who can answer all your questions and review your Medicare options. Why get caught up in the headaches and confusion of Medicare? Your call to AMAC is free of any financial commitment and could save you a bundle on your Medicare supplement insurance. Call AMAC today at 866-362-8580 or visit amac.us/Medicare options.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You know, one of the most, my favorite things to do is to go on that Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk in September. I'm the master of ceremonies, and I look, and we're at the base of the world, of the Freedom Tower, you know, where the World Trade Center was, you know, right there, ground zero. And in downtown Manhattan, and I'm looking out and I see like 30,000 plus folks supporting and retracing the footsteps of Stephen Siller and the final footsteps of Stephen Siller, you know, and that's why I'm so always enthused and inspired to tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, because I see firsthand, because when I'm on that stage and I have 35,000 or so people in front of all of us here, and I see the glance and I see Frank Siller and his beautiful family. Pat is there, Georgie's there, the whole Siller family. When I see the catastrophically injured veterans behind me in wheelchairs, still with a positive attitude, what they went through, you and I will never, ever experience and never understand the pain, what they have to go through. And then I look to the left, and there's a whole section for Gold Star families. And I see, and you could see the pain in their eyes, but they're there, and they support the country, and they put their lives on the line. They lost loved ones for us, and the folks behind us on stage, catastrophically injured. That's where the Tunnel to Towers steps up and helps out these warriors and their families. That's why we ask you to just to give $11 a month to help build smart homes, you know, to build to mortgage-free homes for the Gold Star families. You know, proceeds from these events, like the Tunnel to Towers run, support the foundation's program, and it carries forward a legacy of courage, legacy of heroism by honoring our country's military and first responder heroes, people who are willing to die for you and I, protecting our country, protecting our communities. So register for an event. We'd love, they have these, by the way, these runs. There's like 70 of them all around the country. I have people, when I'm at the run in New York, oh yeah, they come over, they say, Joe, I'm from Idaho and we had a run, and it's such a great family feel. So please donate, okay? Or register for an event in your area. Volunteer to start one, by the way. And join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate, please, $11 a month at t2t.org. That's it, right there. It's T, the number two, and then t.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio, Matt Barrs, the CEO, a co-developer of MyNicotineTest.com, and the host of Smoke Signals, Smoke Signals Radio. That's Saturdays at noon, right here on AM 970, The Answer. So we wanted to welcome Matt to the show. Hey, Matt, welcome to the station. Welcome to the show, my brother. How you doing this morning?
Joe, good to hear from you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Tell us about, I love the Smoke Signals Radio. I love that. Tell us about it, man.
Sure, Joe. So I've been in tobacco treatment for decades. I started smoking when I was very young, like most smokers. I started smoking in the Bronx. So, of course, I smoked the Marlboro because I wanted to be a cowboy because there were so many cowboys in the Bronx. And stopped when I was playing football in college. I couldn't breathe. I was a pre-med student. I said, hey, I'm smart enough. I should be able to breathe. And unfortunately, at the time, there weren't any FDA-approved meds available, but I did use working out and playing football to help me quit. My background's in training is in shrinkology, and the field of tobacco treatment, smoking cessation, and I sort of grew up together. And I had been in the field for years, and on 9/11, you were just talking about Tunnel to Towers, great organization.
Yes, sir.
A friend of mine who's the chief medical officer at FDNY called me, because the 2 million tons of building that was pulverized in about 10 seconds presented significant lung and other risks to the workforce. So we had to do something about it. So we had about 28% of the department that were smoking, but we had to get them to stop. And in the 20 years since 9/11, we've enjoyed a quit rate of 7 out of 10, 70%. Wow. Now the prevalence is less than 4%. And you know, we created My Nicotine Test so that we could bring this level of success to all Americans.
What's a My Nicotine Test? I love that. Test.com. What is that? Does that tell your level of nicotine in your body or something like that?
Exactly right. So every patient of ours, or user, receives expert coaching, and they use their smartphone so that they can, in the comfort of their home, measure how much nicotine is in their system. So think of My Nicotine Test as a weight scale for biochemically measuring the amount of tobacco in the system. That's whether it's combustible tobacco like cigarettes or cigars, vaping or dipping. If you're going to go in a weight loss program, you have to know what your weight is to start. And that's what My Nicotine Test does. So we use that to personalize. In medicine, it's called titrating. We titrate their program so that it's customized and individualized. That's why we're as successful as we are.
You got, and you know, I never thought about that. All that the FDNY went through during 9/11, not to mention the police and the for all the first responders. If they're smoking, it made it even 10 times worse, you're saying. So that's
yeah,
where you.
Much.
Oh, Lord, Lord. And, you know, hey, Matt, I got to tell you, man, because I was, and if you're listening, you know this about me. I smoked when I was a kid. Oh, I hope my mom's not listening. But I mean, I was like, oh, you know, I feel, what was I thinking? Don't answer that. It's a rhetorical question. But what was I thinking?
Well, you were a kid.
I know, and but you were from the Bronx. I was from Jersey. Oh, give me the cigarettes. That's cool, and it's great. But I smoked roughly 5 years. But if you start young enough like that, your lungs and all of that will hopefully settle down, yes?
There is always improvement when you stop. Obviously, it depends how long you've smoked, the degree of your smoke, the condition of your lungs when you stop. But we have a saying, it's never too late to stop. Even people who, God forbid, have cancer, make progress and make strides if they quit, even at that late date. We don't want to see that, of course. But, there's always time to stop if you stop now.
I love this, though. Tobacco users can call smoke signals. Smoke signals is Saturdays, 12 noon. They could call for on-air counseling, Matt.
Yes, sir.
That's yes, sir. Very cool. Very cool. So you're going to be... Yes, please, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No. I love that you're being live. I always like working live, man. So you're going to be live, and people can call in live right here on AM 970, The Answer. I love that, man.
The first 10 people who call in will also receive a gift valued at $100 that includes, in fact, my nicotine test. It's actually inexpensive. It equals a couple of days smoking, but we'll be able to send it to the first 10 who call for free.
Oh, this is great. So we're talking with Matt Barr, CEO, co-developer of MyNicotineTest.com and the host of Smoke Signals Radio. Smoke Signals Radio, Saturdays, noon, right here on AM 970. This is a good thing, Matt. We love bringing good things to the airwaves. Welcome to the station, man. Good luck with
Thank
it. We'll
you,
be
sir.
Listening, my friend. And thanks for taking time with us this morning.
Joe, you have a great day and have a great new year.
Yeah, thank you. Happy New Year, Matt. Take care. That's kind of cool. I tell you what, though. I think about it when I was younger like that. You know what? I have to tell you honestly what I think. I think I would watch Dean Martin smoking on the Dean Martin Show. I mean, he was never without a cigarette, one of my heroes. And Mr. Sinatra, always, it's 2:45 with the smoke. I said, hey, I'm going to try that. I tried it again. But then thank God I stopped. But if you can, you got to check out. This is great. Smoke Signals Radio. There is hope for you. 12 noon right here on AM 970. The Answer on Saturdays. Hey, Joe on the radio. Al's in the newsroom. We could take some calls when we come back. 877-970-2999. Al's doing the news for yous. He's back on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
21 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Singer Rod Stewart kicking off a nearly year-long tour with stops in New York and New Jersey. The 77-year-old headlining shows across the country and overseas from February through December. He'll hit the road in the summer with the band Cheap Trick. He'll perform in New Jersey at the PNC Arts Center in Homedale and the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. He'll also play summer shows at Saratoga Springs Performing Arts Center and Jones Beach in New York. The tour that kicks off February 14th in Florida will end in December overseas in Great Britain. The producer of Broadway's Mrs. Doubtfire is taking unusual steps amid the COVID crisis to try to save the show. Mrs. Doubtfire is taking a 9-week hiatus from January 10th through March 14th. Kevin McCollum, who produced the previous hit musicals Rent and Avenue Q, says drastic proactive measures are needed to save Mrs. Doubtfire. It's been in development for 6 years and has been battered by COVID, causing severe money problems. Five other productions, Jagged Little Pill, Thoughts of a Colored Man, Ain't Too Proud Diana, and Waitress have permanently closed due to COVID. In sports, Nets dropped their third straight after falling to the Grizzlies 118-104 last night. Rangers, they grabbed their third straight win, a 4-1 victory over the Oilers. Seton Hall hopes to snap their 2-game skid. The Pirates will visit the Butler Bulldogs tonight. Pregame is at 7:30. The tip-off is at 8. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970 The Answer. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. We're still seeing the suspension on the B, W, and the Z trains because of staffing shortages. LIRR Port Jefferson Branch, a 15-minute delay. PATH trains on a 20-minute schedule. Newark to World Trade because of a broken rail. Let's see what's happening as you head to 80. 80 westbound is still completely closed. Out by exit 28, getting into Roxbury and Ledgewood. It's an accident with injuries. Serious accident. Police at the scene over there. If you're heading to the outbound side of the George Washington Bridge, it's construction. That's causing volume on the Cross Bronx West into the GWB. The Bruckner eastbound at the Hunts Point Drawbridge. Watch for a crash over there as well. Volume at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. And traffic is still slowing down this morning as you take a ride as you head over to 684. 684 northbound getting up through Bedford. They're doing some ongoing construction there. 84 eastbound slowing down as well into East Fishkill with some ongoing pothole repair. Partly cloudy today. High of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. With low-cost Medicare prescription copays at Walgreens, you won't have a Medicare in the world. Plus, easy prescription delivery options for even less to Medicare about. Start filling your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and see how much you could save today.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. You know, are you or your parents' assets protected from nursing home bills? You know, they can exceed $15,000 a month. You know that people work their entire lives to live comfortably in retirement, to leave their hard-earned dollars to loved ones or charities of their choice. But when people become ill and need to go into a nursing home or receive home care, you know, the bills can drain your assets, leaving many people bankrupt. The good news is that you can prevent that from happening if you plan in advance. You can keep your control and your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. Schedule a free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. Call today, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings and leave you or your loved ones bankrupt. Don't wait another minute. Mike Connors can take you through the process and start a plan designed for you today. 718-238-6500. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Right now, police are stepping up patrols to make sure drivers and pedestrians obey our crosswalk laws. Why? Because every year in New York, people are injured or killed just crossing the street. So remember, pedestrians, obey traffic signals and use crosswalks. And drivers, yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. If you don't, we will educate you on the law. And you may get a ticket. Because tickets get attention. And that saves lives. A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Jackson Hewitt needs you to know three things about filing taxes this year. One, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table. Two, you have to file for them to make sure you get the right amount. Three, a Jackson Hewitt tax pro will help track down every credit you deserve. Tax credits for being a parent, taking care of a parent, going to school, and so much more. You don't want to miss out on thousands. Jackson Hewitt knows that. Discover thousands in tax credits and get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more at JacksonHewitt.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
May I tell you about Relief Factor one last time this morning?
Well, because it works. And I'm telling you, I don't even want to think about it. When I think about it at the rate I've been going since Thanksgiving, you know, boom, 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 and getting everything ready for Christmas, and then going into New Year's and worrying about the kids and moving around and running around, and then doing shows through it all, by the way. We did a lot of shows. But from September to now, it's been nuts for me, and I've been able to function without pain, I think, because I take Relief Factor, just like that. Three-week quick starts, $19.95. What would you do if you could get out of pain? What for less than $20, wouldn't you go to relieffactor.com and see if I can get out of pain? Because even last night, you know, running crazy. Okay, I knew we were on the air this morning. I got to get to bed early again. Here we go. We're back in the track. And I look around. I go, man, I'll grab a quick workout, you know, because I'm Mr. Macho Man. No, I want to just get a workout. So it was later. I'm not saying that you should do that, by the way. But I went and I did the push-ups. I do some push-ups. I do three sets, right? And then I run downstairs to the my little tiny gym area downstairs. And I just do some biceps, do some back. And I felt pumped up, good, healthy, no pain, no pain. And I think the no pain comes from Relief Factor, because the pain went away as soon as I started taking Relief Factor. Well, in 5 days anyway. And I think it could happen with you. Go to relieffactor.com. Let's get you out of pain. You come with Joe. Go on this journey, man. I'll tell you what, it feels great not to be in pain. You can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. You know I love you, and you know I want you out of pain. Go to, please, relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joey on the radio, 943 on AM970 The Answer. Working our way to Mike Gallagher on AM970TheAnswer.com. Hank's been holding for a while. Hank, I apologize for that. Great to have you with us. And you, from day one, Hank, great. And you are a United States Marine, so we especially thank you for your service, sir. Happy New Year, my friend.
You're very welcome, and no apologies necessary. I'm used to staying on the phone for over an hour. Jesus. I want to wish you, very healthy and happy new year.
Thank you, Hank.
Along with Al, Joe, Debbie, yeah. and Matt. And also, Joe, you are the voice for us. You keep up the good work.
Oh, thank
because
you,
you say what some of us, not a lot, well, we can't say it, nobody, we don't have an audience for it.
Yeah.
And today, you know, Gustavo Jed, who understands all this stuff? Take the pill, take
that's,
this. The vodka.
That's right. Exactly right. That's a right.
God
Hank,
bless you, Joe.
God bless you, too, Hank. And thank you for your kind words. I try to just bring some common sense since we've been on the air. And, you know, I ain't no, you know, pseudo-intellectual. I'm not over-educated. Lord knows, you know, graduated small school down in Florida. But I don't understand it. And I'm a former lifelong Democrat. I'm a JFK Democrat, Reagan Democrat, if you will. You know, what they call blue dogs. So I consider myself a conservative in that regard. But I consider myself even more so a peaceful patriot, a lover of this great country. And when I see the things that are coming out of Washington, and then after you do the show, this is wild. And we're going to go to the calls. Hold on. But I have to tell you, you layer it back, because if I see something happen, and then I go, what is that like? So last night, I'm like emailing Al, I'm emailing Joe Sebelius. I said, check this out. So we want several opinions. I want to layer it back because I want to see if it's fake news or not. I don't know what to believe. And on this show, the platform is just, and we have to be truthful. And I try to deal with it in a common sense way. By the way, when I say no skin in the game politically, you know, I don't trust Republicans as much as I don't trust Democrats. I just had it with the political parties. Why? Because they're run by special interests. And the few that are not, we put them on the program. So appreciate that, Hank, because I work very, very hard to speak the truth and just to settle it down, because we can get there. I think we will get there. Let me go to Judy in Brooklyn. Judy, how are you, darling?
Hey, Joe. I've got two things to say. Number one, bring back monoclonal antibody therapy, please. They are not allowing it all over the country. You got to ask yourself why. That's basically the only thing that really, really works for anything and everything. And number two, Joe,
thank you
so much for getting me through 2021. You are the one that got me through this horrible year. I'm telling you. Happy New Year. Happy, healthy New Year to you and to everyone listening. And,
thanks,
you know,
Judy.
Just what's the thing? You're a blessing on the radio for all of us.
We appreciate more than we could tell you. Thank you for listening, Judy, with respect and great appreciation, sending hugs and love through the airwaves. Thank you. And the thing is, with the monoclonal antibodies, apparently they don't work with all the Omicron virus. They don't. The MCA, the monoclonal antibodies do not work with the Omicron. So if you had the Delta variant or the original variant, whatever that was, it doesn't work. I just don't know, in the name of goodness gracious, why we don't go after the communists. Like, we played that Kennedy piece in the beginning of the show, and we posted, I'll repost that, and you could listen to what Kennedy said from Fox Business, right on the money. We're just confused, and why don't we go to China to find out, hey, what happened? Why? So it doesn't happen again! Oh, it's common sense! And this president, or whoever he is, whatever he is scared silly! And now, and by the way, Joe, you got those pictures about the Hunter Biden pictures?
Yes, I did get the pictures.
You had such a guy. Was it really bad? Was that bad?
Let me put it this way. It's censored, and I still can't unsee it. It's disturbing, to say the least.
You are a wonderful man. I got to tell
Thank
you something.
You.
I didn't mean.
You're the first.
Lon Safko is the author of the Social Media Bible. And I have been asking Joe to get him on the show.
Yes, you have. You asked me repeatedly. You said, we need to talk to Lon.
Where were the pictures I was supposed to see this? Lon sent them. It's time for our
And Joyce Boulefont, for that matter.
You know? Oh, my Lord. Yeah, it's true. Hey, so I don't know why we're leaving Hunter Biden alone. I can't figure it out. Let me go to Carl before we break, guys. Hi, Carl. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking this morning? Hello there.
Hi, Joe. How you doing? Happy New Year to you and Joe and Debbie.
Thank you, brother.
You know, as far as them going after Trump again, they're starting to get scared again because they know Trump will more than likely probably win if he does run in 24.
Because
I think they basically concede defeat for 22 if something doesn't happen like what I was saying about 2020 being practiced. So I don't know. And as far as as far as the coronavirus, has there been any more news about the Army? Because they were working on a pill.
Yeah.
The United States Army was working on a pill, and they were in stage two of testing. But you don't hear no more about that now. You know,
Carl, thank you. And thanks for listening. Happy New Year to you. We'll check it out because, you know what, penicillin came from wartime. You know, so, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to see the military come up with something because right now they don't have really anything. They don't know what they're – they have no idea what they're doing. And they are – and you're right. They are afraid of Donald Trump running again in 2024. 2022, please, let me – before we break, please hear this. Heed this, please, because this is my common sense. They're trying to – when they shuffle out Joe Biden, and I don't listen, we're all going to be there, and I'm not attacking Joe Biden or saying anything personal about the guy. He's just not with it, and I'm being kind, and he's not with it. Why would they put him in a manufactured setting? What is with that? It's a manufactured, in my opinion, presidency, and it's a manufactured setting that they put him in, the executive office building, with a fake window, with fake snow in the background. Somebody tell, why? What are they controlling? What are they doing? So this, they don't know. They have no idea. So watch it, though. They will put him out there as the geezer, the old geezer, and 2022 is a vital election. The only way to be smart is don't let them push the Joe Biden he's just a nice old guy upon you, because they will. And get to the polling places with the National Guard. That's the only thing that we're going to have to be vigilant about. And I don't think the Republicans are aggressive enough to make that happen. I really don't. And I'm going to say it over and over and over again. Midterms 2022. Oh, we got this. No, we don't. Don't ever underestimate the insidious nature of politics out of Washington, D.C. They will keep their special interest. They will keep their power and control at all costs. You and I, we are collateral damage. Yeah, Joe on the radio, Debbie on the roads on AM 970. Mm-hmm. The Answer. Debbie, great to hear your voice. How are we doing this morning?
Great to hear you as usual, Joe. Let's see what's happening. The B, the W, the Z trains all suspended because of staffing shortages. Still seeing 15-minute delays on the Port Jefferson branch of the LIRR. PATH trains are back on or close to schedule after earlier problems. Let's go to the Garden State Parkway North at 147. Accident getting up through East Orange into Bloomfield. 80 westbound is still closed by exit 28 heading into Ledgewood. It's all due to an accident investigation that's been out there for quite a while. So definitely steer clear of that this morning. Over on the Cross Bronx, you're moving slowly westbound Deegan into the GWB with construction at the outbound George Washington Bridge. New England Thruway northbound getting up toward Pelham Parkway. Looks like some construction slowing you down quite a bit over there. FDR Drive North at 116th Street. That's a stalled car. Left lane remains blocked as well. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
If you want to make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come, then it's time to stand with Israel by going there. Consider the thrilling excitement of joining nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza on the Stand with Israel Tour November 30th through December 9th, 2022. Journey through the Holy Land with two of the most respected political commentators of today. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour. You can pray at the Western Wall in Old City Jerusalem, float on the Dead Sea, and take a boat out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com. Or call 855-565-5519 to book today.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hey, you. How's the cold?
Ugh, I'm dragging.
News is on. Maybe...
The news makes it worse. What really makes me sick is professional politicians like Kathy Hochul.
Yeah. I saw she decided she knows better than the 1.6 million voters who said no to playing games on voting and redistricting.
Yep. And then the legislature went there anyway.
The Daily News demanded Hochul veto that end run around the voters. She refused.
Hochul. Who voted to make her governor?
Nobody did, dear. She's just Andrew Cuomo's parting gift to New York.
Wow. Now Hochul's pushing to make voting even less secure.
The kind of thing voters just rejected.
That's because Kathy Hochul doesn't give about what voters think.
Gesundheit, dear.
Tell Kathy Hochul to keep her hands off your vote. Paid for by Save Together NY, Inc. This communication was not expressly authorized or requested by any candidate or any candidate's political committees or any of its agents.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cold today, sunshine mixing with a few clouds, high 36. Increasing clouds tonight, low 33 in Midtown. 20s in most suburbs, but temperatures will slowly rise later tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with a little rain at times. That rain can freeze on surfaces early in some northern and western suburbs, where there briefly can be a little sleet and snow mixed in as well. Our high late tomorrow, 46. Thursday, intervals of clouds and sun, high 40. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thanks, Joe Lumberg. Telling you about Invite Health. I love telling you about Invite Health. And so I have in my hand the Invite Health White TTX. And I shake it up and I put a little drop. I put it right in water. And you could taste the little kick of the tea in it. I love it. And it's an antioxidant. And, boy, I will tell you what, I've been building up my antioxidant and staying on it with Invite Health. You know, I've been doing that, and that's why I keep telling you about it, because of all the things that are out there. But this Tranquil TX now is something else as well. I love that they have a delicious liquid beverage. It's an enhancer, and it's made with chamomile, passion flower, lemon balm. That's the ultimate morning team right there. Hello, chamomile, passion flower, and limo. Do you not calm down when you think of those words and you hear those words, right? Well, it creates a sense of calm. So when you're feeling stressed, you got to try Tranquil TX. Build up your immune system. Try white tea TX, green tea TX, you know? You try blue granite TX. It's all about Invite Health. This is cutting edge. These are called herbal tinctures. And I'm telling you, we are a step ahead. Everybody else telling you about it on the radio through Invite Health. And we're proud to tell you about it because it will, we feel, build up your immune system. 800-694-2345. 800-694-2345. New Year's sale is still on. Buy one, get one free on any Invite Health product. Buy one, you get the second one free. It's a limited time offer, so please call now. 800-694-2345. 2345 for Tranquil TX, for White Tea TX, for Blue Granite TX. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Gallagher's coming up. You want to stay tuned for Mike. Great to have you with us. Happy New Year as we roll into 2022, if you can believe that already. My goodness gracious. So, Joe, you bailed out of that New Year's Eve singles thing.
I attended for 20 minutes, and I was so uncomfortable and so shy and so within myself. I said, goodbye. I'm leaving.
I would have done the same thing, I think. I get such a kick out of you, man. Yeah, God
but the ladies
you.
Love you, Joe. Me?
Well, so were people dressed like... I pictured it like what were the characters, Al, on Saturday Night Live? You know, I guess it was two wild and crazy guys.
Oh,
Matt
yeah.
Boyd and Steve Martin. You
know? No. Most of them, shockingly, I looked unusual compared to all of them. They were all pretty normal.
Did you wear a shirt and tie, suit and tie?
I did wear a suit. I almost wore an ascot, and I decided against it. The ascot might be... Just might go a little too far wearing the ascot.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we're glad you got out alive, man.
Thank you.
I don't know. Let's hope
there's still hope for me in 2022 with the...
Did you go by Times Square when you were in New York?
I was near there, but yeah. I wasn't there at Times Square. But it looked pretty crowded. There were a lot of people out and about.
What'd they do? 15,000, Albert, right?
15,000,
yeah. But they were letting people in as the night was going on. Like, guys, really?
Not now. Hey, we are back. Albert's back, and Joey's here, and Debbie's here, and Kara, thank you. Charlie at the phones, and Joe Piscopo on the radio. Let's do it again tomorrow. Do me a big favor. Will you go out and start the new year great? You know why? Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.